From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Havana, one feature of the city eclipses all others, a miles-long seawall called the Malecón. Hundreds of people gather there at all hours of the day and night. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro took a walk down the Malecón talking with Cubans about life and love.
The sea crashes against the rocks just below Havana's Malecón. Spectacular sprays of water land on parts of the sidewalk. If the historic district is the heart of the Cuban capital, then the Malecón, a seafront promenade that stretches along a large portion of the city, is the artery that feeds the rest of Havana with life. It must be noted that first and foremost, this is a place for lovers. Damiris Viges and Evelisa Costa are on their first date, but they're already wrapped around each other, sitting on the stone wall in the bright sun.
La vista que tiene, los hoteles.
It's the view, the hotels, the water, the waves, he says. It releases you. This is the designated spot for dates, she says. And also, she adds, people in Cuba don't have that many places to go. This is a big place, and it's free. Building on the Malecón began in 1901 by two architects, one American, the other French. Now it hugs the city like a crooked smile, along a stretch where hotels like the venerable Nacional stand, to the Almendares River to the west. It's a long walk, but one that Sandra Rojas and her friend are enjoying.
Bueno, nada, nosotros todos los días.
Every day we walk from one point of the Malecón to the other and back, she says. It's a way of doing exercise, but also to disconnect from one's troubles. And here it's different every time, she says. It makes you laugh. You see couples having arguments, people drinking, others having silly discussions. It takes a total of 2 hours, but at the end, she says, there's a payoff. After we finish, we sit down on the wall where the waves are crashing, and we let the water just wash over us. We have so much fun, she says. The Malecón is also known as the longest seat in Cuba. People love to loiter. While they may not be so active physically, they certainly display a verbal dexterity. Cuban men are famous for their piropos, or compliments, that they liberally offer to any woman passing by. And the Malecón is prime real estate for flirting. Johanny Mikael sits with a group of guys and gives a sample of what he says to get women's attention.
Tú estás mejor que mi mujer.
I tell them you're hotter than my wife. He says there are some that are more outrageous. I'll give you an example, he says. If you cook like you walk, I'll eat everything on the plate.
Si cocinas como camina, me como hasta los frijoles.
Aquí vamos a hacer un lanzamiento de campeones.
Franco Rodriguez casts his line into the turbulent water. He's a painter, but he comes to fish occasionally here to pass the time. He's been lucky so far today and has a few small fish in a plastic bag hanging from his bicycle handles.
Cuando uno viene acompañado o viene solo, aquí te distraes más.
The thing about fishing here, he says, is that you get to meet many people. When asked why he'd rather be on a busy thoroughfare than somewhere quieter, he answers,
Bueno, el cubano es muy alegre, es muy conversador.
We Cubans are very joyful and very talkative. We are sociable people, he explains. We always like to be in groups. We don't like to be apart. And in a society where generations of families have to live together in small spaces because of housing shortages, privacy, he says, is something very few people have. At night, the Malecón really gets packed. But for some, it isn't just fun and games. It's a form of protest. Mikael is a 27-year-old homosexual. He's in front of the Hotel Nacional, where after 10 p.m. you can find the Cuban gay scene, and it's crowded.
El homosexual no tiene un lugar en la sociedad.
Ya me entiendo. No tiene lugar.
He says we gather here because we don't have any freedom to live in this country. They don't give us a place for us to go. We don't have a club, a beach, nothing, he says. When they feel like it, they round up the homosexuals and write us up for public disturbances or other untrue things. I have 3 citations already for simply sitting here, he says. And indeed, as we are talking, policemen start herding the gay crowd out of the area, detaining a few people. Before the revolution, homosexuality was frowned upon. After, there was a brief period of liberalization, but they remain one of the most discriminated against communities on the island. It's now the early hours of the morning, but farther along, the party is still going strong for others along the Malecón. A typical way to spend a weekend evening is to grab a bottle of rum and a guitar and sit on this old seawall deep into the night. One group serenades a visitor with a song.
No te bañes en el malecón, ¿por qué? Porque en el agua hay un tiburón. María Teresa coge un jamón, tiró en el agua dos trozos.
The refrain goes, don't bathe in the malecón because in the water there is a shark. The group gets up and dances. Nelson Martin is among them.
Porque aquí nos sentimos cubanos, nos sentimos feliz.
We come here because we feel Cuban here, he says. We feel happy. We are free of it all. He pauses and adds emphatically, I am Cuban, as if that explains everything about why he loves the malecón. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.